This is Gospel Tide, our program number 11, for airing on March the 12th, 1995. The program will begin immediately after the countdown. 3, 2, 1. This is the international broadcast of the Gospel Tide Hour, originating in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. Reverend Charlie B. Byers is your radio minister. Today, Reverend Byers continues in his series from the Book of Acts. The series is titled, The Rise and Conquest of Christianity. He's speaking today on the theme, How Does One Evaluate a Saint? He'll also be praying for you just after the first song. Lenny Gott will be singing, Can You Reach My Friend? And the ministers of music will close the program with the song, All That Thrills My Soul. And you'll hear the choir with two songs, Amazing Grace, and they open the program with Showers of Blessings. An illustration on good leadership in the church comes from the life of Mark Twain. Church leaders were largely to blame for his becoming hostile to the Bible and the Christian faith. As he grew up, he knew elders and deacons who owned slaves and abused them. He heard men use foul language and saw them practice dishonesty during the week after speaking piously in church on Sunday. He listened to ministers use the Bible to justify slavery. Although he saw genuine love for the Lord Jesus in some people, including his mother and his wife, he was so disturbed by the bad teaching and poor example of church leaders that he became bitter toward the things of God. Indeed, it is a privilege to be an elder, a deacon, a pastor, a Sunday school teacher, or a Bible club leader. But it is also an awesome responsibility. Let's make sure we attract people to the Savior rather than turn them away. Now Reverend Byers is going to pray for us.
And Lord, we're so conscious that we need you. We need you every hour. We are so human and frail, even saved by God's grace, we are so human and frail that we need you every hour. We want to preface our prayer with praises to the Lord. We recognize this is the day the Lord has made. And we will rejoice, we'll be glad in it. We know that every breath we draw is a gift from God, a gift from your loving hand. And our hearts do rejoice in your tender mercies and your loving kindness to the children of men. And there's no name like the name of Jesus. And your compassion gives us courage to draw near to God to receive your blessings. And you daily load us with benefits. And Lord, do bless the nations with peace. Hasten that glorious day when righteousness shall reign over all the world, and when men will learn war no more. Lord, we're so weary of wars, when men will learn war no more, when every man will be permitted to sit under his own vine and under his own fig tree with nothing in the world to make him afraid. We pray with John the Revelator when he's on the Isle of Patmos, and he saw the glories of heaven and the glories of the reign of peace, and he cried out, "Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus." And while you tarry, help us to preach and teach and pray and enlighten all nations. Enlighten the hearts and the minds of the people who hear the word of the Lord in every land. Let none be lost for lack of hearing or for lack of understanding. Bless these moments, both at home and abroad, and bring healing and deliverance and salvation to everybody who calls in your name. We pray it in the lovely name of Christ. Amen.
Well, I got a call from an old friend. We laughed about how we had changed, but I could tell things weren't going as well as he claimed. 'Cause he tried to hide all his feelings, but they only gave him away. The longer I listened, the more I kept wishing that I knew the right words to say. Him give his heart to you. We talked for more than an hour. I smiled when he mentioned your name. I said that I knew you, told him the difference you'd made. He never thought he would need you, but maybe he's changing his mind. As we said goodbye, Lord, he told me that I'd found something that he'd like to find. Can you reach my friend? Bring his searching to an end. Help him give his heart, 'cause maybe he's ready tonight. Lord, he said that he might need to call on you. Searching to an end. him give his heart to you. Help him give his heart to you.
Thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. I'm Morris Bender, director for the Gospel Tide Hour Ministries, and I invite you to write to us, to share any needs you might have, to let us know that you're listening. If you have a problem, we'll be happy to pray with you. Just write and share with us that concern, and possibly we can send you literature that will be helpful to you. We also need the gifts of many of you to aid us in the mission outreach as we reach to our world in 10 languages. Will you write today? Our address is the Gospel Tide Hour, Post Office Box 151, Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, 17201. Or in Canada, Post Office Box 2513, Station B, Richmond Hill, Ontario, L4E1A6. That's the Gospel Tide Hour, Post Office Box 151, Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, 17201. Or in Canada, Post Office Box 2513, Station B, Richmond Hill, Ontario, L4E1A6. Reverend Byers brings today's message entitled, How Does One Evaluate a Saint?
Thank you, Reverend Bender. Hidden in among the sayings of the Ecclesiastes is a striking parable about a certain very valuable person, which reads like this, Ecclesiastes 6, verses 14 and 15. There was a little city with a few men in it, and a great king came against it. And he besieged it, and he built great snares against it. Now there was found in that city a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom saved that city. Yet no one thought to remember that same poor man. But I said, wisdom is better than strength. That's the wise man writing that Ecclesiastes said. When I saw that, I said, well, wisdom is better than strength. Now, wisdom is described in the Bible as the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord gives wisdom, and wisdom is better than strength. So here's a man that feared the Lord, and by fearing the Lord, that man, that saint, saved that city. Now, the people did not realize his value until the crisis came, and he saved the city. It's like in the days of one of the kings of Israel, the king of Syria surrounded the city of Samaria with a great army. It happened at night, and they threatened to destroy the city. In fact, they were up there to capture Elisha, who was informing the king of Israel as to where the king of Syria was establishing his armies. And they were up there to capture Elisha. Now, Elisha was in that city, and when they got awake in the morning, that whole city was surrounded with the army from Syria. And the servant of Elisha was very much alarmed, and he cried out and said, my Lord, what'll we do? But what Elisha did, he prayed to the Lord, and he asked the Lord to smite him with blindness. Can you imagine a blind army? And they are all smitten with blindness, that whole army smitten with blindness. And Elisha delivered that whole Syrian army to the king of Israel, who could have slain them. But Elisha said, no, don't kill them. Feed them. Tell them to go on back home and behave. And he fed them and sent them away without taking a captive or firing an arrow. That servant of the Lord, Elisha, knew God well enough. He knew how to advise the king of Israel. He knew what strategy to use even in war. He worked a miracle with God, and he saved the city of Samaria. Now, there's no way to adequately evaluate a saint like that. Or let's go further. There's really no way to adequately evaluate the value of a saint in a church, in a community, in the world, anywhere. Now, by saints, I mean people who wholeheartedly serve the Lord, people who are Christians that wholeheartedly follow the Lord. Now, in today's lesson, the Apostle Paul is telling an angry mob in Jerusalem how he met a saint in the city of Damascus that was some years earlier, under whose influence and instruction this saint helped Saul, now Paul, to find his way. Paul, when he needed special help and special encouragement very, very badly, when he was confused and blind. Acts 22, verses 12 to 17, reads like this. You will meet this Saint Ananias as we read that. And Ananias, a devout man to the law, had a good testimony with all the Jews who dwelt there in Damascus, said to me, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And I looked upon him. Then he said to me, the Lord has chosen you that you should know his will, and that you should see the just one and hear the voice of his mouth. For you will be his witness to all people, for you have, of all you've seen and heard. Now Ananias said, Saul, why are you waiting? Get going. Arise and be baptized. Wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Now that's really the end of the reading. I ad-libbed a few words there, but the end of the reading. As Paul was giving his testimony to the people, we get an unusual insight as to what that saint Ananias in Damascus meant to that Saul when he was desperately, desperately in need of someone to give him some words of guidance as a word from the Lord. Desperately in need. And blessed is the congregation of believers who is a wealth of saints who can help to nurture new believers in the faith. The truth is that no matter how strong or striking the experience of any new birth may appear to be in the life of any individual, Such persons need the help and the instruction of the saints to help them to find the right way, to sort things out. And believe me, to follow the Lord often means to sort things out. And I would have a word of advice to new believers. Believe me, new believers, you do well to recognize the value of having some saints keep check and offer helpful advice. And when you need to make certain decisions, that will save you if you'll take their advice and consult with the saints. It'll save you heartache, shipwreck, and oft times tears. Well, now that's certainly the way it was with Saul. When Ananias came to the house where Saul was staying, you see, Saul had been blinded by the light of the heavenly vision, was frustrated in his pursuits to apprehend the saints in the city, and obviously was perplexed as to what to do next. Saul did not know where to go. Actually, I do not know if Ananias was on Saul's hit list or not. I do know that Ananias knew that Saul was coming to town to arrest anyone who followed the way of the Nazarene. And Ananias had some fears about meeting that blind, that man Saul. But as for Saul, he was blind and hungry and perplexed, and he needed help. And Ananias was the saint that God could use, the saint that God could send to help him. Now, while Saul did not know where to go, the Lord knew the address of Ananias, and the Lord knew that he could depend on him. That is one mark of a saint, one on whom the Lord can depend to run even scary errands. That was kind of a scary errand. It was kind of an emergency situation, off hours, I suppose. But anyhow, the Lord asked him to go on this errand to meet Saul. Ananias answered the call and went to the house where Saul was staying, even though he knew it was dangerous business. It's hard to estimate the value of such persons in the work of the Lord. Ananias was a devout man, faithful, committed to follow the Lord. He had his priorities straight. God comes first. That's more than, well, if it suits, I'll do it. He served the Lord even if it didn't suit, even if it disrupted his program. He still followed the Lord. And Ananias had a good report of all the brethren. They could all testify to his devotion and faithfulness. Evidently, his actions spoke much louder than his words. This man Ananias came to me. Now, this is Saul's own testimony. He said, "That man Ananias came to me and said, 'Brother Saul.'" Now, evidently, that struck a real tender chord in the heart of Saul. Brother Saul. Saul, who had come to Damascus to bind the believers with chains and have them beaten and imprisoned. But Ananias was on a mission for the Lord. And Ananias called him Brother Saul. And then later, this man Ananias introduced him to the rest of the disciples at Damascus. And Saul had his first experience of preaching Christ in a synagogue before he left Damascus. This saint, Ananias, opened the eyes of Saul, the blinded man Saul. He was a miracle worker, and at that point, Saul surely needed a miracle to have his blinded eyes open. Not only his physical eyes, but his spiritual eyes also had been blind. He was totally blinded to the fact that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, spoken of by the prophets. And his eyes were opened so he could see that truth. He was very learned in the law, but stumbled over the cross and the resurrection. When Ananias prayed for his eyes to be opened, Saul came to see a whole new world, just as it happened when the eyes of a blind person are opened. They see a whole new world. Now, Ananias said three things. Saul, you're the chosen of God. God has chosen you to hear his voice and go and explain what happened to you on this Damascus road. You're to be witnesses to all men of what you've seen and heard. And that Paul did faithfully. And then he said, now it's time for you to arise, wash away your sins, be baptized, identify with the believers, and don't delay. Move on with the work of the Lord. Now, saints are valuable. Saints will help you. Take the advice of the saints. Listen to them. And if by the word of the Lord and following what God's people will teach you, you can be assured that a life of blessing lies ahead. Now let me ask you, have you ever identified with God's people? Did you believe? It says if you believe and be baptized, you shall be saved. Have you believed? Did you follow the Lord in baptism? Have you followed the Lord in all walks of life? Well, maybe you need some special help. If you do, tell the Lord right now, Lord, I will follow you. Whatever you ask me to do, make that obedient decision to the Lord this moment. Lord, help that individual to follow you faithfully and wholly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Cheer the heart like Jesus by his presence all divine, true and tender, pure and precious. Oh, how blessed to call him mine. Love of Christ so freely given, grace of God beyond degree, mercy higher than the heaven, deeper than the deepest sea. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to, more than life to. Of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see. By the crystal flowing river, with a ransom I will see. Jesus, he is more than life to, more than life to me. And the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see. All that thrills my soul is
You have just heard the Gospel Tide Hour. You may write to us at the Gospel Tide Hour, Post Office Box 151, Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, 17201. We invite you to tune in again next week. Until then, may God's richest blessing rest on you.
What a wonderful